Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and we're excited to bring you another year of draft prospects as they make their way towards the next level. It's always an exciting time. These guys are fresh off their college careers. A lot of these guys still have bowl games. Some of these guys have already played in some small school all-star games for the bigger guys from the bigger schools. Those will all conclude after their bowl games and bowl season ends, and they'll be making their way to the Shrine Game, NFLPA, and then the big dogs usually get the invite to the Senior Bowl, and the best of the best. Doesn't mean you make it, but they'll get their chance to show their stuff at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. But with that said, we're going to be joined with Colorado Buffalo standout defensive back Afolabi Laguda, and a very big, talented kid. I love his size. I love his physicality. I think those are the things that just pops off the tape when you watch this kid. I'm like that. Excited to get him on and talk a little football and find out what makes him tick. But with that said, welcome to the show, my man. Can you believe your time at Colorado's kind of come and gone, and now you're looking to do bigger and better things at the next level?
Yeah, I'm definitely looking to do bigger and better things, man. I'm excited for the opportunity I have ahead of me. I'm excited to turn heads. I'm excited to show the world who I am.
Nice. You know, I ain't going to lie. I was watching your highlights earlier, and one, I love the Playboy Cardi song. That's what caught my attention, first of all. So great song choice. And then
appreciate that.
And then obviously – yep, and then watching you do what you do, again, I love the physicality that you bring to the table. I'm curious, I mean, coming from the community college level, kind of how did you get derailed from, starting at a larger school right out of high school?
Coming out of high school, I definitely had my opportunities to get looked at. Just my senior year, my last season, which I needed definitely to get my name out there some more, I broke my fibula. And with that, you know, it just kind of had me fell off. I didn't have the tape that colleges needed to see for them to offer me that scholarship. I wasn't a guy that really did a lot of camps just simply because my family couldn't afford that. And with that, you know, if you're not playing and you're not going to these camps to get seen, you're not getting exposed. So that's kind of how I fell into those JUCO ranks a little bit.
And then you get there, and obviously, then you kind of set the world on fire. And then you kind of start to get some notice, and obviously you end up at Colorado. What other schools were showing interest to you when you were at Butler Community College, and how did you know that Colorado was going to be the best fit for you?
Mainly Illinois, Utah State, Cal, those are mainly the ones that really kind of were consistent for a little point in time. And then how I ended up at Colorado is they had a great staff. You know, they brought in Jim Levitt. He's definitely a sharp defensive mind. We have a great head coach in Mike McIntyre, who definitely has a background in coaching defensive backs in the NFL. And we all know, you're not going to JUCO, you're not playing this game to not try to live your childhood dream, which is making it to the NFL. And when I came, Coach Mack put that vision in my head, and he painted that picture very clearly that I could believe in that vision. I could believe in myself, but by being coached by Coach Mack, that I can get to the NFL. So he definitely stood out in there. I definitely wanted to get out of my comfort zone. Playing in the South is just a different type of play than playing in the Pac-12. I just wanted to push myself and challenge myself to learn all types of football, learn all types of scheme, and I believe coming here helped me do that.
Devin, and you possess terrific size. You know how to use it. Kind of take us into your mindset. I mean, when Saturdays roll around, you're about to get on the field. I mean, how do you change from the guy we're talking to the guy that, you know, is going to kind of face up against some of the best college receivers that, you know, we have to offer?
Definitely. How I prepare for a Saturday, I start off the day calm, you know, because I don't want to be anxious all throughout the day. I listen to something calm. I calm myself down. I probably read the Bible to start off my morning. Then as the day goes, I start to pick up my intensity. I look over the script, make sure I got the calls in my head because, you know, I'm making the calls out there for the defense. Make sure I'm organized in that aspect. And then as we get on the bus and go to the stadium, I try to change my mindset. I try to be mean. I don't want to be nobody's friend. I don't have no friends when I hit that field. Whether it's my teammates or the opposite opponent, I want to line up across from the best guy. I want your best guy to line up against me, and I want to see what we both have to offer, and I want to battle. You know, I'm not scared of no competition. I feel like competition brings out the best in me, no matter what. And that's kind of how I try to approach every game. I definitely look at the other team with some mean. You just gotta be mean. I'm not out there trying to be anybody's friends. I want somebody to feel me. You know, I want to fly out there and ball. When I get there, I want to get there with bad intentions. You know, unfortunately, I took a lot of ejection calls in college. You know, and just being a leader, you know, not being on the field to help your team, it kind of hurt. It hurt my team getting ejected those times. So it kind of changed my style of play a little bit. I kind of eased off the pedal. You know what I'm saying? Because me on the field, it's just it can't happen. We couldn't afford that this season. So I definitely try to play smarter. You know, position my head in the right place, keep my head up, not launch, run my feet through tackles instead of launching at the target.
Nice. I tell you what, great, fantastic explanation. It is kind of how you take us. I mean, we have so many guys that come on the show, and if we throw that question at them, you know, they're like, hey, I just get ready. I listen to music. Come on, man. But fantastic stuff. Once again, Alpha Lobby Laguda here on the C2P talking some NFL draft and what he brought to the Colorado Buffaloes. I'm sure they're going to miss seeing him doing his thing. And, you know, obviously you made a great statement while you're there. I ask all the guys that come on the show, I mean, if we put you out there, you know, at the next level, I mean, is there anyone that you kind of remind yourself of? Or is there your teammates, your coaches, family, friends, you know, did they say, hey, you know, Alpha Lobo, you remind us of this guy who plays at the next level?
When I get out there, I kind of try to I just watch Grace. Like, my favorite players of all time was Sean Taylor and Ed Reed. And if you watch them, they just threw their body around a lot. I really would hope my biggest compliment would be for somebody to say, man, you out there playing like Sean Taylor. But a guy I watch a lot, I watch a couple guys. I watch DJ Swearinger a lot, the safety for the Redskins. And then I also watch Landon Collins. You know, those both guys I admire. I admire the passion they had for the game. Those guys get out the field and they get on the field and they get nasty. You know, they come to come with bad intentions. That's what I try to make myself do as well.
Nice. Have you had that? I mean, ever since a young age, I'm sure you played Pop Warner, obviously you played high school and whatnot, but did you always kind of relish the defensive side of the ball and kind of being the guy that kind of, you know, puts the punishing on instead of getting punished?
Actually, I was an offensive guy, you know. I was just a physical offensive guy. Mostly all my life I played offense in Pee Wee, growing up through all aspects of my life, I was just playing offense. My brothers both played offense too, so we came from a very offensive family. But my junior year of high school, they gave me a chance to flip over the size of the ball, and I guess the rest was history. I fell in love with it. I fell in love with being the guy that I was vocal, you know, giving the call instead of receiving it. I don't like nobody trying to tell me how to line up. I want to be the guy telling people, hey, we're in this call. This is where we're rolling down to. I want to be the vocal guy out there. I want the eyes on me. I want that pressure on me in that moment. So I fell in love with the position, and since I turned 17 in my junior year of high school, I've been trying to learn how to be a better safety ever since.
Awesome stuff. And I'm curious, I mean, for you, I mean, what are those home run qualities? I mean, if NFL scouts are breaking down some tape of you right now, what do they think, you know, what do you think they're going to fall in love with when they're looking at film?
I know all 32 teams will fall in love with the way I play, my aggression. I try to leave it all out there. I'll go out there, have a bloody nose, broken neck. I'm still going to try to play that next snap. I think they'll fall in love how smart I am. I can get all 11 guys for all 32 teams lined up. I don't need nobody to come tell me the playbook. I'm already going to have it memorized from day one. I know NFL teams will love that no matter – I'm not going to come in there and be a rookie. I'm going to come in there and do my job and be effective. You know, I'm going to immediately play all four special teams. I have return ability. You know, I could do a lot of things for your team. I could come in and immediately play a deep safety. I could play in the box. I could play in your sub packages. You know, we can play odd front or even front. It doesn't matter. No matter what the formation is, no matter what the offense brings out, I'm a guy you can leave in for all four snaps.
Nice. I'm curious as well. I mean, when you look at your game, do you critique yourself where you need to work on certain things? I mean, what are some of the things that you want to, you know?
I definitely want to get my motor even stronger than what it is. I want to get to the point where I'm just running sideline to sideline, no hesitation, no wind, not losing any wind, get my conditioning right. I want to be that guy where people watch Alpha Lobby Laguda play, they say, man, that guy's motor doesn't stop.
do you see this guy run to the ball? I want to be that guy where high school coaches are showing film to the guys of me playing on Sundays. Like, look at how he's running to the ball. You know, I want guys to know I'll die for my teammates out there if need be. I can be the guy that breaks his neck because I'm playing for my brothers. We're playing for each other. So that's what I want guys to know. That's what I want to improve in my game the most. And I feel like your leadership qualities can always be improved. You learn every day, so I'm trying to permit that to my football career as well.
Nice. Just talking to you, I mean, I don't want you to think that, or I don't want the people out there that listening into the show think that you may come across conceited because I'm asking you this question. But, dude, how much do your coaches and teammates love you? I mean, I mean, you got me hyped up. I'm just, you know, talking to you doing the show. I can just only imagine on game day, right?
If you don't know me, and you're just listening to the show for a little bit of time, and you know anybody involved with Colorado Athletics, from the athletic director to the assistant AD, to the coaches, to the managers, anybody in that building knows what I bring to the table every day. And I feel like, you know, I feel like I will be missed. I feel like, you know, my teammates do love me. I feel like I could call any one of my past teammates and my current teammates, and they could definitely vouch for me. But that doesn't matter. Where I believe in myself. You know, some people do see this cocky and conceited, but if you don't believe in yourself and you want a little cocky, how could you play this game at a high level? You know, and that's just how I see it at times.
Definitely. I love it. I like I said, I mean, I've talked to so many guys, and like I said, I'm totally feeling it. I mean, it's just coming through, I mean, the, you know, the airwaves. I just feel your intensity. I feel your pride at the position. I mean, you've saw it so many times. I mean, you know, you talked about the playbook. I mean, you know, it's just not just knocking somebody's head off, but getting everybody in place and being a leader. And I think those are some of the qualities you're just kind of expressing. I love it. I really do. You got one of the biggest invites any guy could have, you know, with, you know, aspirations to make it to the next level. But, East-West Shrine Game, congratulations on that. And when did you find out, and what was your reaction?
I probably found out at the beginning of December, early December. And, man, like, honestly, I shed a tear because, like, you know, I've been looked over a lot of my life, you know, and it was just somebody acknowledging my talents and what I've done to this point thus far to give me an opportunity to play in their game that they're hosting, you know. I was just real extremely humbled, you know. It was a humbling experience. But I remember, like, I got the invitation, and then I went to go work out just because, like, I didn't want to disappoint. And I feel like at the East-West Shrine Game, so like a lot more people will get to know what Alpha Lobby Laguda is about. It's definitely a process. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to just play my game, you know. I'm going to enjoy the process. I'm going to get back to the community because I had a lot of people give their mentorship and leadership to me in my life that helped me get to this point. So I would love to experience that and touch somebody else. Hopefully I get that opportunity to do so.
Definitely. And the Shriners Hospital, you guys will go there. And I mean, the East-West Shrine Game, it is. It's impacting on so many levels. One, to help you guys get your opportunity to get to the next level. And then, you know, you spend your time around the kids. I'm sure, I'll be down there. I'll be looking forward to, you know, meeting you face-to-face. But I'm sure when we speak, I'll ask you about the Shriner Hospital, and you'll probably walk away saying those kids kind of gave you more inspiration than you thought you could give to them. It's just kind of how it goes, seeing kind of the battles that they face and how they kind of wake up in adversity and kind of take care of business. Man, I tell you what, I was excited to get you on, but there's nothing better than getting a guest on the show and getting more excited about seeing them and kind of coming across and feeling what you're feeling. You're definitely, man, I can't wait to see you kind of down in St. Pete's doing your thing in the practice. Before we let you go, though, we always like to have some fun. We ask you a couple off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Now, the first question goes to Coach Mack. Does anybody in that Buffalo's locker room do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
Yes, we have a nose guard named Javier Edwards. Man, he's a character. He can imitate anybody. You just got to get to know him. He's got to get to be around you for a little bit. But, man, I definitely think Javier would do it around him. I think Javier, he would do any impression around anybody. I mean, he's big enough to handle anybody. He's a nose. So I think he definitely – I don't think Coach Mack would want those problems if even if he did have an issue with it.
Excellent. And how about this question? I think this is the question you guys enjoy answering the most. How about female celebrities? If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who would you like to take to dinner?
Oh man, that'd have to be Rihanna. You know, I hope one day she hears that and she gives me a chance. But definitely Rihanna.
I like it. I like it. And just so you know, we tally up all the names at the end of each year, right before the draft, the last show we do. Beyonce is always first place. 1 year Rihanna beat her. So out of like the last,
man,
I don't know, say, I don't know, 8 or 9 years, it's Beyonce. Rihanna is always second. 1 year she did finish first, and then Megan Good is usually the third placer. So that's
all
your kind
beautiful.
Of your gold, bronze, and all beautiful. Yeah, definitely all beautiful and talented women. And then the final question, this is a question I think you guys may give most spot to. Your cleats, your spikes that you wear, if you could have anything painted on there, any kind of theme, a character, scripture, what would you want on those cleats?
I would definitely get breast cancer awareness. My mom is actually a breast cancer survivor. My mom is the strongest person in my life, I know. That's really my motivation for playing this game. You know, I got a tattoo of her on me. You know, that's what keeps my mother going. She went through a lot with breast cancer. So I just want people to know, you know, there's always a cause that you can help support. You know, it might not affect you directly, but it's affecting somebody close to you. And I just feel like with breast cancer awareness, having expressed it, actually having to live through that type of situation, I feel like I could definitely spread some awareness and touch others, because others have lost their loved ones from that. So that definitely hits home for me.
Definitely. Well said, man. Hey, appreciate your time today. Safe travels to St. Pete, Florida for the East-West Shrine Game. Fabulous invitation. Real quick advice before I let you go. Do not hide in your hotel room. That lobby will be full of NFL scouts, and they want to meet you. It might sound crazy,
yes,
but
sir.
They're there to talk to you. So walk up to every team and make sure you make that impression. The impression you had on us,
yes, sir,
and the audience out there, you do that with them. You're definitely going to kind of, you know, we already know what you can do on the food, but they want to know you personally. I think they're going to walk away pleasantly surprised. But, hey, man, Christmas is next week. God bless you and the family. Merry Christmas. And we like to say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, my man.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, New York.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Colorado Buffalo standout free safety, Afolabi Fandua. And I tell you what, this kid, I loved him coming on the show because, you know, I've seen him play. I mean, that, you know, because he's just an impactful kid. But, you know, getting him on the show and then you kind of see how that just kind of coincides, that physical ability and kind of what you see on the other side. And thoughtful. I mean, love how some of the answers to the question. I keep going back to smarts and the playbook. It's not all physicality with this kid. This kid knows he's a technician to the craft, if I can say that. And if I was more poetic, I'd say it a lot better in a different way. But, again, fabulous kid. And, again, I think he has big upside. And he'll be able to showcase that down at the East-West Shrine Game. And we'll be down there, and then we'll be making our path towards the Senior Bowl. If you want more of today's guest from Colorado, Afolabi Laguda, you can simply log in to collegeofpro.com. You can go to iTunes or you go to Blog Talk Radio. I'm out, and a Merry Christmas to all you CP2 listeners.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.